Hey everybody, welcome to the Big News Show with Ben Bailey, featuring me, Ben Bailey. How's it going everybody? Welcome to episode number 13. We took a week off, but we are back. We, meaning myself and the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason, as well as Sparky the dog. Haven't seen him on the show in a while, but you never know. You never know what's going to happen. We've got a lot of fun stuff for tonight. Guys, we're going to go live from Vic's Bar. Remember, we're not actually live. We're live when we're doing it, and you're alive when you're listening, but they're not happening at the same time. We're going to go into the world of Emma's weird, wild, wacky weekly world news like we always do. We're going to do a couple of movie quotes, a couple of good ones tonight. Not as many as last time, but a couple. You're going to love it, I think. I mean, I don't know what you love. I have some idea what you love. We're going to go see the wise old man on the mountain, see how he's doing. Haven't popped up there in a little while. Basement Riffs, where I pretend to be in a comedy club and improv some stuff on random topics. You guys are going to enjoy that, I hope. We're going to take viewer questions. You guys, at the end of the show, or during the live chat, you put your questions in and we answer them. We take them and we answer them and then we give them back. Also, we're going to close out the show with Sunday, as we always do. It's going to be a hell of a show, you guys. It is the Big News Show, episode 13. Let's do it. Hey, everybody, we are live from Vic's Bar. It's the Big News Show, episode 13. We're going to go ahead and do 13. We're not going to skip to 14 like they do when they're building buildings.
So odd.
Isn't it odd?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's still the 13th floor of the building. Just because the little button in the elevator says 14, or, you know, doesn't mean it's...
That's crazy.
It's still the 13th one. You can't just leave it out. I think that's like one of the craziest and most prevalent superstitions, the fear of the number 13.
Right.
Which we all, of course, know is known as...
Triska. I know you know.
Yes. I don't know why I always put you through that. It's triskaidekaphobia.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Gesundheit. But it's a silly one. Someone suggested that because we were taking a week off, we should just skip number 13 and go right to 14, if you remember. And even if you don't. But I don't have triskaidekaphobia, so this is episode 13 of the Big News Show, everybody. Let's blow it up!
I think there must be a term for people who are quite happy with being different, because I quite like the number 13.
You like it?
Yeah.
A term for people who are happy with being different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weirdo.
Yes, freak flag.
Which I'm happy to rank, myself among the weirdos.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody's like, you're weird, I'm not like, thank you. I'm like, and who's that weird? But I'm not upset by it if someone thinks that what I'm doing is weird. I think I've always had a unique way of looking at things.
Yeah.
And I believe the same is true for you.
Yes. I think we definitely wouldn't get on as well as we did if we didn't.
We wouldn't get on as well as we did if we didn't. We wouldn't get on as well as we did if we didn't. We wouldn't get on as well as we don't if we do.
Oh. All right. I think vacation was good for us.
I feel alive. Let's do a drive-by. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks, the first one of the night. That means take a sip of your beverage. You drink your drink, and I'll drink my drink. And I'm going to let you hear me opening mine now, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think people enjoy, really, really enjoy that sound. Alcoholics, I mean.
Cheers, everybody. Cash Cab Drive-By. You've been through some shit that sucked, no doubt, since we last saw ya. So toast yourself and say cheers to me for getting through some stuff. And drink your drink. Hold it high. Episode number 13. Cheers, everybody. Emma, as usual, sporting the Big News Show mug.
Oh, yeah.
And I...
Not the big, big one.
A somewhat familiar glass container of beer-flavored beverage. Yeah, we're on vacation, man. And we're exhausted from it. That's what happens. You take a vacation, you come back, you're like, wow, that was great. I am so tired.
Yeah. There's a lot of running around and getting ready before you go.
It's true. There's a lot of prep.
Packing up, prepping the house, getting the dog organized, and his food and everything. And
Yep. There's a lot. There's a lot to it. You gotta prep the house to sit for, you know, a week to 10 days.
Yep.
And it rained like 5 inches right before we left. It rained like
crazy rain.
Like 3.5 inches in a day.
Mm.
And so we're like freaking out that water's going to be coming into the basement here. So that was a stressful lead up to the vacation.
Yep.
And then, you got to make sure everything's, you got to batten down all the hatches and get all your stuff packed. And it feels like if you, wherever you're going, you won't be able to get stuff. You have to remember everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to remind us, like, if we forgot something, we can buy one.
Yeah.
It's not like we're traveling
that
with these tremendously expensive items that are, like, rare and no one will have them.
Right.
You know? It's not like we're going to Machu Picchu.
Yes, yeah.
Like, if you're at the top of Machu Picchu and you don't have a Q-tip, you're probably not going to find one.
But also, if you're at the top of Machu Picchu and you don't have a Q-tip... You'll probably survive.
You'll probably be okay. Just fine. You'll probably be okay, yeah. You might not hear some stuff out of one side of your head.
Probably just use your pinky finger.
Just use your pinky to push it in further, whatever it is.
Okay. Let's change topic.
No, this is great. Let's delve further. Let's go further into the ear canal.
Mm.
Let's actually start off with a viewer question. I always feel like that's a great place to start, a viewer question. This is where we take a question from a viewer... And we answer it, everybody. We don't just take it. We take it, and we answer it, and then we give it back. As promised, the questions, once we've answered them, are yours to keep.
Alrighty.
Do you have any good ones?
I have one from Marta Weller.
Marta Weller. Ah, Marta Weller.
I
hope you've been weller than you had been before.
This came from the... live chat during the premiere of the show.
Oh, episode one?
No, the last show.
Oh, okay. Episode 12.
Right.
I gotcha.
Okay. She says...
I forgot that they're all a premiere now. That's how you do it on YouTube.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, so when the show first airs on YouTube, people chat along. And you're all welcome to on Sunday nights at
9 p.m.
Eastern.
9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. And we are in the chat there with everybody chatting along. And Marta, one of our regulars, says this is a viewer question for both Ben and Emma.
All right.
When you were in grade school, were you studious, the class comic, the troublemaker, the brownie, or the heartthrob?
I was like miming along my answers,
right.
So I'm done.
Okay.
Now it's on you. I like this. Is a good question.
Yeah.
Grade school. It's interesting they call it grade school. Like there's grades for all the schools.
I know. I was going to say, which is grade school?
It's one of the schools. It's one of the certain age group schools that you go to.
Which grade?
Grade school. I would equate that to like middle school here, which is, you know, fifth to eighth grade.
Fifth to eighth. Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Or maybe, you know, you could go younger. Younger than that is elementary school, generally.
Right.
My dear.
I have a
Watson.
Stories. Actually, both my stories involve elementary school.
Elementary school.
Yeah.
Oh, really? The new stories do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, let's say it's elementary school. Okay. I think the answers are probably the same, you know, whether you're talking about first to fourth grade or fifth to eighth.
Yeah.
So what are our options again?
Okay, studious.
Studious. I'm going to say no on that one for me.
I'm going to say yes.
Yep. Okay, that's not surprising.
I got called a goody two-shoes.
For shame. I wonder what that comes from, goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
Like if you're a slut, you only have one shoe because you left it somewhere.
What? Oh, my God. I was probably like 12 when I was called this. Or something,
I know,
or 13,
I know.
But
I'm just,
like,
you know, the expression, goody two-shoes.
Right.
Like, oh, little Miss Goody-Goody always has both her shoes.
Yeah, or Goody-Goody, there you go. Yeah.
Goody-Goody, or a brownie. I think that's what Marta means a brownie.
The brownie.
Looks like a brown noser.
Right, I wondered. That was...
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm taking
class,
it to mean.
Class comic. I wasn't a class comic.
I was absolutely a class comic.
But, yeah, I bet you were.
The only thing I cared about at school was making the other kids laugh.
Yeah.
Quite literally the only thing.
Maybe I was a little bit, in, like, second grade.
Yeah.
And I had a teacher. I made her laugh. She liked me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was her name?
She thought I had a good sense of humor. Miss Carney.
Carney.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Worked in the carnival. but that's cool. That's interesting. You had one teacher that you kind of were the clown for because she thought you were funny.
I don't know if I was a clown, but...
But
like,
the comic or the...
Yeah. And I definitely wasn't the heartthrob.
I find that hard to believe.
I was...
You didn't look like this then?
My lips were the same size.
As they are now.
Yeah.
But you were quite a bit smaller.
I got teased for my appearance as a child.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They tease me about your appearance endlessly.
Yeah, no, I wasn't considered a beauty as a kid, that's for sure.
Sometimes I thought that people thought of me as like a handsome young fella and sometimes not, and I never did.
Yeah.
I just always thought I had a huge nose. I was so self-conscious about my giant nose.
Aww. Well, I wasn't
one told me until you that, you know, you do have a giant nose, but it's on a giant head, so it looks totally normal.
You look weird with a small nose.
With a small nose, I would look very different.
You look very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know my lips were big until, like, one day on... I was in, like, third grade or something, and I was on the bus...
Mm-hmm.
And one of the older boys would just like tease me, you know, about my lips being too big. And
wow.
And then, my sister got annoyed at me for drawing attention to myself with
your big lips.
I should hold them in or something. So I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize I was at fault with my lips and my lips.
Like, you're supposed to be defending me, not... accusing me of drawing attention.
No, I was an embarrassment.
You were like saying that like...
I guess I was. On the bus.
That's a foolish young boy. He got older. He's like, oh my God, she had amazing lips. I'm such a fool. What a fool am I?
Wow. I grew into my lips and my teeth, I think.
I remember we had home economics, home ec we called it, for short.
Yeah.
The ec being short for economics. Some people, I guess, would pronounce it home eek. People who say economics. And that's a movie quote. Something, something,
wow.
Oh, economics. Blank, oh.
Interesting.
Anyone? That's going to give it away.
That's a movie, not a TV show.
Yes, that is from a movie.
Because it reminds me of like the science teacher from the Wonder Years.
Oh, I don't remember the science teacher from the Wonder Years.
He like spoke like that all the time.
Did he?
And he would always be like screening things.
Always putting on, you know. Playing a...
Boom. Devastation. No, I can't do it right.
It's like nuclear war.
Yes.
Boom. Devastation. I don't remember. Somehow that eludes me. I love the Wonder Years, though.
Yeah, me too.
But now I've gone and gotten sidetracked.
All right.
What was I talking about?
We were talking about home economics.
Home economics was where I first started... You know what? No, it isn't, actually. I was going to say that's where I first started, like... getting laughs and attention from the laughs.
Oh, right.
But it was before that. It was the year before that. We had a substitute teacher And she was one of these subs who, like, she just wanted to sit at the desk and do what she was going to do. And she wanted nothing to do with, like, teaching a class. It was like, give the kids something to do so you can sit there and do what you want to do, like do your nails or whatever it is.
Wow. In home economics?
No. This is the year before the home ec. I was thinking that home ec is where I started, like, trying to make people laugh, but it's actually a year before.
Right. Okay.
That was fifth grade. So fourth grade, we had these rugs. There were rugs in the little closet in the back of the classroom in the shape of giant feet. Purple ones, white ones. So you put them out on the floor and they look like giant footprints, right? They were kind of fun. But so they would be out for, I can't remember what they were out for, but they weren't always out. Sometimes they were out and sometimes they were away. They were only out if you're using them for some game or something.
Yeah.
But so I figured out that while she wasn't paying attention, I could get those foot rugs and put them out and just leave them there. And then she wouldn't notice for a while until she happened to come wandering around in that area of the room again. So I just snuck over. I waited till she was absorbed in her reading or whatever she was doing. And I like slinked over and pulled the rugs out and laid them along the aisle.
Oh, that's funny.
And, you know, a couple of the girls that were sitting on the other side of the aisle were watching and giggling. And I was like getting laughs.
Nice.
So I kept doing it. And I thought her head was going to explode. She kept coming around and going, who keeps taking these rugs out? It was so funny. And she couldn't tell who it was because we were all laughing hysterically.
Right.
Because, like, everybody kind of knew what was going on by then.
Yep.
Maybe she might be listening and watching right now. It was me! I did it! I put the foot rugs out because the girls were laughing.
Ah, nice. You learned to make the girls laugh.
I did, right then and there.
I made the boys laugh, but just for different reasons.
For different reasons.
Because my lips were too
big. With your giant lips. How selfish of you drawing attention to yourself with your big lips.
Yeah, I got told I had a ski nose.
A ski nose?
Things.
Wow.
Like,
I am the freaking Matterhorn. If you have a ski nose, I'm the K2.
Like, what is that? It's so weird that you think you don't have an issue with your appearance, and then you go to school and people start pointing out.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, look at you. Yeah. Like, the kids are brutal.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I once in a while there'd be another boy my age, my class, whatever, that just had some kind of issue with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there was always a mom there who'd be like, I think he's just jealous. I remember one of my friend's moms was like, I think when you came in, all the girls were elbowing each other, going, oh, look at the cute whoever. I didn't believe it at all.
Oh.
I was like, she's just totally lying to me to try to make me feel better because someone just made fun of me. And that's not even the origin of it, but, like, I'd never believe it. When someone compliments me, I don't believe them.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's always been that way for me.
You do not have a naturally trusting nature.
I do not.
And I think maybe it's being a Scorpio. I'm like, when I was younger, I was into, like, astrology and then sort of just went by the wayside. It was interesting when you were a teenager. And then, like, more recently, I'm like, you know what? You're total Scorpio. I hadn't really thought about it.
Oh, I'm such a Scorpio.
Yeah.
By that, I mean that's when my birthday is. I really don't know anything beyond it. But I've heard a lot of people go, oh, you're a Scorpio. Now I get it.
Yeah.
What are the ones that I've heard? I've heard loyal as hell.
Yes.
But don't cross me.
Don't, yep.
Or it's over. Like, it'll never be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we know that that's kind of true with
Yeah.
Me.
And if someone, like, slights you or crosses you or whatever, you remember it forever.
Forever. I will never, ever, ever forget it. But I remember everything. Like, I don't forget anything. I didn't realize. I'm talking to one of the guys I play hockey with, and he's like, man, he goes, you seem to have this incredible memory for conversations, very specific conversations.
Mm.
He goes, I don't think everybody has that, and sometimes it seems like, he's saying to me, like, I'm talking to people about it, and they're like, they can't believe that I remember the thing so specifically. It's like, it's from years ago, you know?
Yep.
But that stuff just stays with me for some reason.
Yeah, just before we started, you, like, mentioned a movie that we watched once, and you had the quote from it and all the details, and I'm like, what? And you're looking at me like, why aren't you with me on this? I'm like,
I'm like, babe, back me up.
I have no idea like what you're talking about and right. where it's coming from. I heard it once. You heard it once.
Yeah.
You've remembered it forever, or clearly. And
I thought it was a very interesting thing. The toast, it was a toast, which if we're going to do another toast, we might as well do another drive-by. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. Number two, that means drink your drink. And you can do the toast that we've been speaking of. It is this. Tinkety-tonk and down with the Nazis.
And now I know and I remember, but at first I was just like flabbergasted and the gears are turning in my brain.
You were like,
all
I thought we
once.
Weren't going to get political.
I'm like, what are we talking about? Winnie the Pooh. Oh, sorry.
Yes, the creator, right?
Okay. Yes.
The creator. We didn't do it as a movie quote.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
Cheers, everybody. It's a drive-by. Hope you're toasting and drinking your drink, be it whiskey, be it water, be it beer, be it wine. And I know there's no H in that kind of wine, but I like to say it. And I forgot to do it with whiskey. So anyway. Cheers, folks. Tinkety-tonk.
Up your bum. And
tinkety-tonk, everybody. Churchill said it best. There's another movie.
Yep. I've seen that one twice, so I remember that one. So that's all right.
But apparently it was a toast that would be made leading up to World War II and when things were bad between Germany and England. It was a British toast, tinkety-tonk. And down with the Nazis. And you wouldn't always finish it. I don't know why. Maybe you just say tinkety-tonk. This is what I gathered.
And then it was assumed.
And it was assumed right. that you meant, you know,
okay.
fuck those Nazi motherfuckers. Tinkety-tonk and fuck those Nazi motherfuckers. Blowing it up for that. Booyah!
Alrighty.
Explosive action here on the Big News Show, episode 13. Yeah, we did 13. Someone suggested we skip it. But we didn't. We're going to do 13. No. It's, you know, they skip the floors in buildings, right? I mean, they don't really skip it. they just call it a different floor.
Yeah, the elevator just keeps on going.
Right.
All those people are just
like you built
there.
The floor, but then there's just nothing on it. No, the 13th floor of a building is the 14th floor because they left it out, which is crazy to me. Like that is some serious superstition.
Yeah,
that you would not call it what it is. It's still the 13th floor. Like right now, if you live on the 14th floor, I'm sorry if you suffer from triskaidekaphobia. But you are on the 13th floor.
unless there's a 13th floor below you.
Unless you're in a building, one of those
listed.
Proactive buildings.
I wonder if apartments on the 13th floor might be cheaper.
That's a good
that's
question.
That's probably why they skip.
They skip it because nobody wants to live on the 13th floor.
Right. And then they...
I think maybe you're onto something there, babe.
Yeah, and then... You know, they can't sell them for as much.
Right. Yeah, because people are crazy.
Right.
It's just a number. It's just a bloody number. It's a label that we created for it, whatever it is. So, like... Yeah.
I don't know any, like, 13th experiences that are unlucky. Like, it's just...
One time? No, I don't either. Oh, yeah? Well, one time, it was the 13th. And it was 1 o'clock, which is 13 o'clock in military time. And it was 13 minutes after. It was 13:13 on the 13th day of the there's only 12 months. No, I don't have any negative 13 experiences.
Yeah.
Any other, you know, that's true for all numbers.
Well, but most people consider certain numbers lucky as well.
That's true. People have a favorite. I've got a favorite number.
Yeah.
You know what it is, don't you?
11?
Yep.
Do you know what mine is?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to let you go ahead and say it anyway.
All right. Should we have another question?
Yeah, what's your favorite number?
It's 9.
It's 9. I knew it. I'm sorry, babe. I forgot that was your favorite
number. Isn't it strange how, like, numbers kind of have personalities?
Numbers do? Like what's 9? What's 9's personality?
I don't know. 9 is, like, slinky and sexy and, you know, and... Ooh. 7 is like,
ooh, is that a 9?
Not so attractive. And or
five, bad luck. 7's bad luck,
like
too, right?
5 is like a square, and I don't
five
know.
5 is just like harsh.
It's just all in my head and no one else
you
feels
just have
that
like
way.
A lot of information about numbers and that you've created in your head. Ooh, is that a 3? Oh, yuck, 8. Ugh. No, I think you're right about that. There's certain little affiliations that we put with them.
Yeah, I guess that's how you remember things.
I like 11 because I think, number one, I think it's a good number linguistically. It's, you know, when you need a random number, 11,
right.
3 syllables. I don't know. Somehow it just works for me.
11 is your chicken salad sandwich.
Is my chicken salad sandwich of numbers, yes. Okay. Chicken salad sandwich, by the way, is my go-to funny food.
Yeah.
That or and the animal is chickens, definitely chickens.
Yeah, yeah. Hence all the juggling. Chickens are pretty funny.
Chickens are hilarious.
You didn't know about the fuzzy-footed chickens?
No, I did not.
We were on the way to the airport. And
that's right. Where were they headed?
They were in the sky. There was a cloud that looked like a fuzzy-footed chicken.
Fuzzy-footed chickens.
And you
trying to get
like,
their bags from the baggage claim.
A fuzzy-footed chicken, and I had to bring up a picture to show you.
What? What's a... they don't make no chickens with fuzzy feet.
Yeah.
But they do.
Well, they make themselves.
They're out there, yeah. They do. They do, I guess. Fuzzy-footed chickens.
All right.
What were we talking about?
Red was asking.
Oh, Red, we have another viewer question?
Yep.
All right, well, I was actually gonna do something else before we did a viewer question.
Oh,
yeah,
go right ahead.
Next up on the list is
oh, well,
it's weird, it's wild, it's wacky, it's Sunday, it's weekly, it's the whole worldwide. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News again.
Just thought that looked funny.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
All righty.
The joke is that that's supposed to be super over to the top, that the lead in. It has all this like, it's weird, you know.
I got it, babe.
Okay.
I've seen it a few times before, so not.
I think we all have at this point.
I'm not dying laughing.
No, I don't think anyone is. That'd be a weird news item. What have you got for us tonight, love?
Okay, so
news anchor dies doing weird, dies laughing during intro of her own segment.
It was very recently Easter.
So it was.
And right before Easter,
mm-hmm.
A parent was picking up her second grade child.
Okay.
At elementary school.
Mm.
Now,
is that grade school?
And she was dressed as the Easter Bunny.
The child or the mom?
The parent.
The parent was
the
dressed
parent
as the
was
Easter
dressed
Bunny.
As, not like that cute little girl we saw in the airport.
Right.
Or I saw.
You
yeah.
saw.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's picking up her second grader, and she was dressed as the Easter Bunny. For her work, and she stayed in the costume, and she came to school.
What sort of an Easter Bunny costume are we talking about here?
She got mobbed. Regular Easter Bunny costume.
Like, she looked like a giant rabbit. Like, she had the full... Do we have a photograph?
We don't have a photograph of her.
Okay.
She got mobbed by the children at the school. I don't know how she wasn't expecting it, but she wasn't, and then... All the kids like, oh, Easter Bunny. I don't know. Anyway.
Wow.
So she started handing out. She had eggs filled with candy.
She had some. She just happened to have them.
And she was handed them out to the children. And her husband was there with her. and she said she ran out of eggs and she asked him to get some more.
Uh-oh.
And he got some more and she ended up handing out eggs that were filled with condoms.
Oh!
Instead of candy.
Oh, boy.
To the children.
So the elementary school kids.
Yes.
It was ridiculous because they obviously already had their own condoms.
Fresh condoms in the wrapper.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, caused quite the stir. So she works at a pharmacy, and she was dressed as the Easter Bunny to do a safe sex presentation, which...
When I think safe sex presentation, I don't know about you, but my mind immediately goes to Easter Bunny.
It just doesn't... I have so many questions. Is she like a furry?
There's a movie quote.
Oh.
There's a movie quote. Are you in a furry sex club? Are you a member of furry sex club? Oh my God, that was funny. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so maybe that would explain it better, but the explanation was...
she worked at a pharmacy and she was going to do a safe sex presentation.
She did
dressed
one.
Dressed as the Easter Bunny.
She did one and she was dressed as the Easter Bunny is the explanation.
Wow.
But then she came to school. Like, how did she know?
Oh, she did it before she went to the school.
Yes, and then she went to pick up a child.
Right.
And why she's picking up the child while she's still dressed as the Easter Bunny and not expecting to get mobbed by kids, I don't know. Why the husband's car not going in and picking up the kid instead of her while she's dressed like,
he
you know.
Can't get out of the car. He's just sitting there with condoms all over him.
So it doesn't all totally add up to me.
I just wonder, I wonder what the costume, like, you know, what kind of an Easter Bunny costume we're talking about here.
Yeah, I looked and looked, but I couldn't find
a photo.
Any genuine photos. Yeah. It's just the photo.
But so what was he thinking? Why would he put condoms in the eggs
of the school?
Okay.
He didn't put. Well, she
was like, "Give me more eggs for the kids."
She had these eggs that she was giving out at the safe sex presentation, but I'm like, really? Like,
oh, I see.
Who are you? Giving safe, who's the safe sex presentation for that's into, you know, the Easter Bunny still?
Like, yeah, why? I don't, it's, the whole thing is pretty strange.
It's very strange.
So it fits perfectly with our, I mean, this is weird, wild. It's supposed to be weird and wild and wacky.
Yeah. So
it is weird, wild, and wacky.
Yeah.
I wish we knew more.
It was in Austin.
Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Well, that explains it.
One of the parents tweeted, not sure this is the Austin weird I signed up for.
Keep Austin weird.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting.
It's just like she's wearing an Easter Bunny costume to do a safe sex presentation at a pharmacy in the middle of an afternoon.
Yep.
Why? Like, who's, for who?
I know.
For who?
I'm like, who is...
Just whoever might be there? Like,
I don't know. Easter Bunny and safe sex presentation just don't go together for me.
No. As you said.
I think you're right about the furry thing.
Are you a member of Furry Sex Club?
Yeah. So
it
anyway.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Oh, dear.
As you said... Who that's still into the idea of the Easter Bunny is up for is in need of a safe sex demonstration or, you know, presentation. And what is a safe sex presentation involving an Easter Bunny? Hey, kids!
Oh, my God, it's probably like, here!
Like, here's what you do.
Instead of a banana, it's a carrot. Like,
of course.
I mean,
of course the carrot is the connection that we were missing.
Seriously?
She didn't want to do it with a carrot without it being dressed as a rabbit.
Or maybe she was too embarrassed to do it as herself and had to be in a costume. But like, seriously, like, how difficult is it going to be with a rabbit head on and in a full costume
I
to be
just
displaying?
Can't imagine.
I don't know. Not, it doesn't add up. It doesn't all make sense.
If she was
it's
dressed
information we're not getting
like a Playboy bunny.
Oh, right.
Kind of bunny costume, I was thinking. That would make...
But I don't think the
That would explain one end of it.
Right.
Like, why was she doing, why was she dressed like that while she was doing a safe sex presentation?
Right, but I don't think second graders are going to be rushing.
No, they're not going to be like, check out that like, hot-ass giant rabbit.
She's going to give me candy?
Yeah. Like, hey, I think that huge rabbit has rubbers. The rubbers, it's the rubbers rabbit, everybody.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe that was just
so weird.
Explanation
so, like, what was
for the rest of the parents.
Right.
I
don't
know.
What was the rest of the, is there any like more about like what happened due
no,
to this?
No, the school district said they're reviewing their safety protocols, and then a candidate for the Texas attorney like went down a rabbit hole over the incident, calling it,
oh my God,
disgusting and illegal, and he like got all up in arms about it, but then a parent like responded to that. This was online, saying,
and then
I think
he went
you should
to
have
a,
read a little more about
and then he went to a meeting
before you blew up.
A local meeting of the furry sex club. This is appalling. This kind of behavior will not be tolerated. Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
I mean, what if your kid came home from elementary school and they were like, the Easter Bunny came to school today, but after school, and gave us condoms. Like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
It's pretty strange. But I don't see how, like, rechecking your safety protocols, like, no one was ever in danger.
No, I think they just have to be telling parents, look, we're on top of it.
Right.
You know.
No more condom rabbit visits. I promise you that. We will sort this out.
But yeah, it's just a crazy...
That is weird.
Incident.
Wild. Wacky.
Absolutely.
Well done, babe.
Thanks, love.
Well done, well done, well done. Oh, I feel like I'm dragging a little bit, so maybe we should hit warp speed real quick.
Alrighty.
Hold on, babe. Here we go.
Oh, goodness. Oh, pretty lights. Oh, wow.
I like adding the blow up.
Nice. We went so fast, we exploded.
We exploded, and now we're just floating for a little, and now it's over. And we're back in the studio.
Hurry.
Good to be back, you guys. We took a little trip.
Mm-hmm.
Took a little trip. We went to the beach, which I think we should all do right now real quick, just for a minute here.
All right. For those of you that didn't get to go to the beach, like us.
Here we are at the beach.
It is relaxing, isn't it?
It really is.
Just seeing the blue, the water. It's very nice.
It's really nice to just like sit.
I don't think
people can do that very much, especially if you're at home.
Yes.
Where you're supposed to relax. I don't think it's super relaxing because, you know, how it is for us. There's always something for us to be doing when we're at home. So it's very hard to relax. So once in a while, you got to go to the beach for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. So we ran around like headless chooks for a week.
We drew a line of chalk. Yes,
then,
we did.
Preparing plants and stopping the basement from flooding and getting the dog ready for a sitter and et cetera, et cetera.
We did all that stuff and then we went and sat by the ocean for a little bit.
Mm. Uh-huh. And then we came home again.
And then we came home again and now that's where we are. Now you guys are up to date. We did very well. We had amazing weather. You know, the weather plays a big part in a vacation if you're trying to go someplace tropical or that type of place. And we got lucky. Like, it can make or break it.
Yeah.
Like, you could still have a good vacation if the weather sucks, but it's harder. You know, you're like, we have a nice house. We could be doing this at home. But then there's that same thing. We're not at home. We have to do something other than chores and things that you know, we feel like we should be doing. We can actually just lounge and not do anything. Which we all need. I don't think anyone gets enough of that anymore.
No.
Maybe they never did, but it's just like everybody's in such a hurry and got so many things going on all the time these days. Once in a while, you got to go to the beach.
Yep.
But we did. We did great. We had really nice weather pretty much the entire time we were there. And we had a lot of great food, and we did a lot of nothing. Sat around, and it was fantastic. And since we got home, we're trying to hold on to that vibe. You know, it's like try to hold on to that relaxed kind of feeling that you get.
Yeah, I think it lasted a half hour.
About a half hour. About a half hour. And it was like, get to work.
And then I was like, oh, wow, now I can get all this stuff done.
Right.
When I came back, which turned into, oh, my God, there's so much stuff to do.
It's funny because it takes you a while to let go of that stuff when you get on the vacation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you finally put it down.
Some of us longer than others.
Me, it takes forever. Yeah. I'm awful at it.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a message to Jonathan, my manager, and said, I'm awful at being on vacation. I feel like my career is slipping away from me when I go on vacation. Like, yeah. I want to be working.
Yeah. Yeah, you're particularly bad at it.
Well, he said as far as comedians go, I'm not that bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently we have that in common.
Wow.
But so, yeah, it took me 2 or 3 days in. I was like, all right, I'm going to let go and just enjoy this and, like, really let go.
It took me a long time, too. I was, like, fussing with things and getting everything organized. And
then you slowly start going, like,
taking care of everyone. And
yeah, which you did. It was very nice.
Thanks.
But then you get to the point where you're like, all right, I'm relaxed and this is good. But then you kind of can't help but, like, think about what you want to do when you get back a little bit. So then you get home and you have all those ideas in your head. Like, oh, it's kind of like how things went with the pandemic.
Mm.
You know, I feel like I had all these things I have always been meaning to get to here around the house. And I was always like, if I only had a year off.
Right.
And then I did, and I didn't do any of it. I did other stuff, you know?
That's interesting.
It's not like I tackled my list of stuff I'd been meaning to do forever. I came up with new stuff, and I did that.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of those projects sitting around unfinished, you know?
Yep.
Even after almost 2 years of not working. So, I don't know. Maybe it's necessity that we create these things. We have to have something to focus on, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great vacation. Very nice Easter. I hope you guys all had a nice holiday, whatever holiday it is that you celebrated. Good to be back home, though. It's good to be back home. It's good to see the Sparkle Bark.
Yes.
Mr. Barkley Bark, the dog. You miss the doggies when you're away from them, don't you?
Yes. I miss him more if we're here and he's not here, then I really miss him.
Right, because you're like hearing his jingle or his little feats when you're, doing the stuff that he always does. And you're like, oh my God, where is he?
Yeah, he went to the sitter the night before we left. And I didn't like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
So
you're just
we could
so
leave
used to
in
them.
The morning and
would have added to our list of things to do before we left. So
it was just strange. It was really strange. But I'm not used to him being at the beach, so I'm okay there.
Right. Right. And we knew he was in good hands.
Yes.
But it's just nice to get home and like and see him again and hang out with him. He's very quiet right now. I think it's because we fed him before the show. So he's like, it wasn't really that he wanted our attention. It was like, feed me. So I think for future episodes, we're not going to feed him ahead of time because we want to hear him. I know it's a little cruel, but that's just the way things are.
You know what happened today?
That's show business, people.
You know what?
What happened?
What happened today with Sparky this morning when I was out in doing some weeding in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I was like when I got back. What I wanted to get into, like, straight away. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, it rained a ton before we left. It rained while we were away. And then there were, like, 3 days.
3 days of like, insane heat.
Yeah.
Especially for the time of year here. It was up in the 80s.
Yeah, one day was, like, 87.
It's crazy.
Thought, no, we're hearing this wrong. It couldn't have been.
But it were.
But it was, and it was, like, 70s either side of that. And then we got back, and everything's, like, just
everything has overgrown. All the weeds have come in, and it's like, oh no.
So, I was out there. I've been trying to get out there and get things weeded and mulched and whatnot.
You've been doing a heck of a job with that, babe.
Thanks, honey. But so I take Sparky out with me, and I like have his leash on him, and then I tether him to this like longer elastic one and another one, so he's got a little bit of room to like move around and run.
And he's mellowed out. When he was a pup, he probably would have been like trying to get somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe.
Through the whole thing. Now he just kind of, he accepts it and he just chills with you.
Yeah. But then I like attach him to my little cart that I like have all the stuff in. And
the garden cart.
Yeah. And so it was full of like mulch and stuff today. And I don't know what he saw, but he saw something up the driveway. And,
oh, boy.
And he did take off. And you were right.
He could pull that cart, no problem.
He was dragging the cart.
Absolutely.
It scared me. And I went, ah, and then like.
See? You don't listen to me. I told you.
I do listen.
He could pull that cart if I was in it.
He
is a strong dog.
That.
Oh, there's no question.
But how? It's a small cart. I don't know. Just trying to picture you all tucked up in the
cart. I'll do it. We'll make a video if that's what people want.
And he and the cart like went with him, and I was like, ah! Like,
wow.
Running up to him.
At least you weren't sitting in the cart at the time. And then.
Yeah, but it stopped him.
It did?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was like, what the hell is this? Get this thing off of me.
Yeah, he only like got
was
as
he
far
harnessed?
As, like across the. No, it was just on
his leash.
Just on his collar.
Right.
So,
not his leash, yeah, his collar.
His leash attached to his collar. And,
right.
Yeah, so he pulled it across the grass a bit, and then he decided to stop.
Well, that's good.
Between me telling him to stop and it.
What was it? What was he?
I don't know, because yesterday he saw a cat and.
Oh, God.
And he didn't pull the cart, and you were telling me he could pull it, and I was like, well, he didn't.
He didn't. There was a cat, and he didn't do it?
No, but he made all the
oh, that's
noises.
Interesting. I wonder if it was based on the cat. Like, there's certain cats. He's like, I don't mess with him.
I wasn't sure that it was a cat at first. I was like, what kind of animal is that? It was, like, off in the distance over in front of another yard.
How did you eventually come to the conclusion that it was a cat?
It moved, and I was like, that could, like, that's the only
it
shape.
Looked it looked at you that certain way.
Yes, it was very judgmental, and then I knew it was a cat.
Cats do. Like, oh, it's a cat.
Yep. So. Good cat bum face.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, so you need to tether him to something that ain't going nowheres. Well, it worked. He didn't take off with it.
Yeah.
Well done, Sparkle Bark. Mm. Let's go up to the mountain and see what the wise old man has to say.
Alrighty.
Huh?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I haven't seen you in so long. Yeah, I didn't know you guys were coming up again. I would have done something. I didn't do nothing. If I'd have known you guys were coming, like I said, you should have called. I could have had a tray of meats and cheeses. I could have had some snacks ready. But I'm so glad you guys came. It gets lonely up here at the top of the mountain, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a beautiful view, but all alone, you know what I mean? It's hard. It's hard to live alone. Especially way up here. When everybody that comes up, they just have these expectations. You know, I come out, I see them coming, of course, because if you live here, you see everybody coming from a long way away, and the anticipation, it gets to me sometimes. So sometimes when they get close, hold on, not yet. Put that away. I'm not ready. I'm telling them something. Take it down. Take that. Thank you. Sometimes I see them from so far away that I can't wait. And then when they start, they're very small down here. In the back, they're very small. And then when they get closer, I start to get so excited that I come running out, and they go, oh, here comes the crazy man running out. It's lonely at the top of the hill, I'm saying. Come by more often, okay, would you? How's your sister? Is she all right? How's your mom? Yeah? Okay, great. Bring everybody up next time. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll impart some wisdom, sure. Yeah. All right. Great. I can't wait. Take care.
It still makes me laugh, that guy. What a sense of humor he's got, that guy. I love him. The wise old man.
Nice.
This is the Big News Show, episode 13, everybody. I can't believe we are almost 50 minutes in. I think we're slacking. Let's do another drive-by. Cheers, everybody. time for you to drink your drink. Take a sip of your beverage, folks. Hold it high and toast yourself. You've been through some shit and you survived, so drink up. And if you're one of certain viewers slash listeners out there, it's time for the booty dance.
Oh, yeah.
Time for that booty dance. Shake that air. Oh, yeah.
You were grooving.
You know, I miss the old drive-by.
The old drive-by
music, but was it appropriate for a booty dance? I mean,
I don't know. I don't recall that it made anybody do any booty dances.
So maybe
we should do like a retro show where we bring back the old show audio and stuff.
That would be fun.
That'd be pretty fun.
That would
guys,
be
let
work
us know
for
what you.
But
it
that would be fun.
It would. We'll wait till an off week when I don't have to go on the road too.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, let's take a look at that.
Oh, cool.
If you guys want to see where I'm going to be performing coming up, you can go to my website, which is therealbenbailey.com.
Mm-hmm.
A little thing saying join the mailing list will pop up. You guys can do that. Put your zip code in. You only get the emails that pertain to your area. Up next on the list, Summit City Comedy Club at Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's May 6th and 7th. After that, Zany's Chicago, May 18th through 20th, and then on the 21st, I'll be at Zany's Rosemont. Then D.C. Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C., that's July 28th through 30th. Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. And Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, December 2nd and 3rd. Get your tickets now. Come on out and see the show. It's going to be a good time, everybody.
And there's more dates coming soon, I think.
Yep, and if you want to do something to help out right now, and you can go to any of these social media outlets right here. If you want to do something to support us, go to the Shopify store. Go to that link right there and click on it. And boom, you're going to see all this cool, fun stuff. It's merchandise that goes along with this here show. There's Sparkle Bark hoodies, zips and no zips, T-shirts, big new show hoodies, magnets, bottle openers, buttons. I don't know if anybody buys buttons anymore, but there's mugs, phone cases that fit 23 different types of phones. There's the unisex trucker hat, which means you could wear it regardless of how you identify or how you are. Comes in a few different colors. Lots of fun stuff up there, guys. And if you buy anything like this giant new big new show, big new mug, a percentage of the proceeds goes to Share Our Strength. A charity that supports people who need to eat, people who are hungry right here in the United States.
Their mission is to end hunger and poverty in the U.S. and abroad.
That's fantastic. There's David Kowalski's underwear, which he has acknowledged, but he still hasn't bought any.
Mm.
I think I will leave it there and as David Kowalski's underwear until he buys a pair. Be Good to Each Other T-shirt. Lots of different colors for that one. Happy message. Good Ass Toast. Someone requested a Good Ass Toast T-shirt, so I made one of those. And it has our ass on it. Whose eyes look better than that now? I forgot to put the whites of his eyes in, but they're in there now. Flip for Coolness Pillow Sham. Place Head Here. Instructional Pillow. Let Me Sleep. Eye Mask. Look at how tired they look.
Hmm.
All kinds of good stuff on here. And as I said, percentage of the proceeds go to Share Our Strength. And every time anybody buys anything, like this new Keep Your Ass Clean T-shirt, a donation is made to pull plastics from the oceans. It doesn't cost a lot to pull 1 pound of plastics out of the ocean. So every time one of you guys buys anything, places any order on our Shopify page, 1 pound of plastics is pulled out of the ocean. So that's amazing that that's even possible.
So cool.
Yeah, loving it.
So happy you did that, babe. That's awesome.
Thank you. I feel rather good about it. And I think it's time for another viewer question.
All righty.
It's viewer questions, everyone. It's the portion of the program where we take a question from a viewer and we answer it. We don't just take it. We answer it.
All right. This is a question that we had from Red a little while back.
Red?
He asked...
Down a Fraggle Rock. Yes, I'm going to make a Fraggle Rock joke every time you mention red.
All right. And if anyone else wants to ask questions, I'm just going to mention now. You just leave them in the comments on the YouTube show, and that's where I'm getting it from.
Excellent.
Getting them from.
Excellent, so excellent.
Red asked, what inspired Ben to be a comedian?
Oh, interesting. Emotional issues in my childhood. I don't know. It's making people laugh was kind of always my thing.
Mm.
And I, you know, some of it does come from some times that were not so great where that was kind of the role that I played in my family was comic relief. And that's how I learned to, you know, it's like a mechanism. And I had no idea that it was going to be my job, though. I was always inspired to be funny, and it was, you know, it was the most fun that I had was when I was making other people laugh, and that's kind of got to where that's all I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as I said, I never had a clue that it was going to be my job, you know.
Mm.
Like when I was getting thrown out of classes for being a smartass, I never thought, well, I'm training. This is actually like some very rigorous training for my future occupation.
That's so funny. They were telling you the complete opposite, that like, you know, you were going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you can't behave this way.
But actually, you can.
Actually, you can, yeah.
And you can make a living doing it.
Yeah,
and
it's amazing. It is amazing. I ran into a history teacher of mine once at a restaurant, and he said, Mr. Bailey, what are you up to these days? This is before Cash Cab or any TV appearances or anything, really. And
yeah.
I said, I'm a stand-up comedian. And he said, well, some things never change. So
he knew.
So, yes, I was a class clown. That's back to our original viewer question.
Mm.
Yeah, he knew. He knew. He was a good teacher.
Yeah.
He's a teacher who did the Dead Poets Society thing where he walked around on the desks. It was the first day of class. He stood up on his desk.
Yeah.
And then he walked around on all of our desks while he was talking to us, asking us if we could give an example of some behavior that violated a social norm.
So he just lifted it directly from the movie.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's exactly what is said in Dead Poets Society, but it's, you know, he does stand on the desk and they stand on their desks, but they do something different than that. I'm not saying he lifted it from the movie.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's a similar thing that he did. Like,
right.
He wasn't sticking to convention.
Right.
And of course, he was looking for us to like be present in the room and go, I know an example. A teacher standing on the desks in his classroom is an example.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. It got our attention, you know.
Did it keep your attention?
For a little while.
Right. I'm just wondering.
Not for the whole year.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. No, it was good. He was also a teacher who like flooded us with information. Like anything that we talked about, we would have like several different memos would be printed out. Here you go. He just gave us like all this information. So anybody that really wanted to delve into stuff had plenty of, you know, available sources to get into. Most people were doing the minimum, I guess.
That must have been a lot of work for him.
It was a huge amount of work for him at that time. Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't like you could just go on the internet and look at it all.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted us to have all that info, so he provided it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good teacher.
Oh, awesome.
Which is funny because I know a couple of people that like hated him as a teacher.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, really? I liked him.
Huh.
I thought he was good.
Very cool. Nice.
Yeah, another friend of mine wrote a novel. Guy that I graduated with wrote a novel, and a character that is very much like that history teacher is shot and killed with a crossbow on his front porch.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Wow, I guess he didn't like him. That's not an ending that you write for a history teacher that you loved.
Wow. Goodness.
Pretty funny, right?
Interesting.
Mm.
Oh, dear.
So I stumbled into it. I was inspired to be funny, but I was never inspired to be a stand-up comedian until I got a job at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. And then I was like, oh, this is totally me, what these guys are doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while, but that's how I was inspired to be funny, and I stumbled into being a comedian. I moved to Los Angeles because I wanted to work in film. I wanted to make movies.
Mm-hmm.
I still do.
Nice.
And I'm going to, at some point, man, if I didn't just get distracted by this stand-up comedy career, I might have made some movies already. We've made some short ones. You guys should watch them if you haven't. There's one called BWAM, which stands for Badly Written Action Man. It's on the YouTube channel, as is a movie called Meet Me at Ray's. Stakeout, there's some shorts out there. We never got all of those out because it didn't seem the right time for me to be playing a cop with a filthy mouth in a little in a little series of shorts, but those are pretty funny. There's a couple of them up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I guess that answers that question. Right? Seems to.
Cool.
I can't tell if you're agreeing with me or not.
No, I was just thinking about that the stakeout one that I'm in isn't up yet, and I was wondering if there's more that we can put up at some point.
I think we can put some more of the stakeouts up there at this point, yeah.
Cool.
Which is good news, because those are fun. You guys will enjoy them. Mm-hmm. All right, viewer question number two down. I think it means it's time for another weird, wild, wacky Wednesday weekly. Right on the hour. We are 1 hour in.
This episode is a lot about school.
This is another school story?
Yeah, like our viewer questions have led us to school.
Yeah, it's true. We keep coming around to school. It's Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News again.
All right, here we are, back at school.
Back at school.
Okay, so this happened just a little bit ago, but I just found this story.
They don't have to be timely. They don't have to be actual news.
No, it's not like they're... Yeah.
Here's a crazy thing that happened in 1961.
That would really open this up. I'm like...
That was a bad year to pick randomly. What have you got? Sorry, babe.
No, I have another one. This was about a picture day at an elementary school.
It was a man dressed as Santa Claus. Went to pick up his son.
Sugar Grove Elementary School.
Sugar Grove, okay.
In Indiana. They had their picture day, and as you know, we have a green screen back here, the people doing the pictures at the school. I don't know what's up with my headphones.
Are they terribly uncomfortable? Or?
No, I just feel like they're slipping back.
Oh, it's yeah.
Weird. Anyway, so they had a green screen that they were taking the photos of the kids in front of.
Okay.
But it happened to fall on St. Patrick's Day.
And so everyone wore green.
Yes, and
oh,
they
no!
weren't counting on it. A lot of the kids wore green.
So they're like invisible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so Oops. They were kind of blending with stuff, like blending with the backgrounds that they put them in. And
yeah.
They automatically like just posted them on their website.
Oh, it just happened.
And yeah, I think they take the photos of the kids and then they put
them
all
them
up
they just
on the
get
website.
Posted, yeah.
And then they're like, they put them in front of all the different various options that the parents can choose. And then they say, pick what you want. And then and so they didn't go through and alter them.
And sort them out or anything.
And sort them.
And
they
go,
just.
Uh oh, we've got a problem. They just posted them.
They just put them all up automatically.
Oh my God.
And notified the parents. And this one mom said that her son's green hoodie turned into a fence and he had a green mohawk that day and that just completely disappeared and it just was hilarious.
He had a green mohawk.
She thought it was so funny and all of the and the company was like, we will fix it, like we are so sorry, blah blah blah, you know, it's an error, it's going to be fixed before you get the photos. But she was like, no, this is just so funny, I don't care, please can I get like the copies of these ones that look so ridiculous. And she posted on the Facebook thing and said, does anyone else have any other like hilarious ones like this, because it's making me laugh so hard and it's just like awesome.
That is
and
awesome.
Just brought her so much laughter. So here
do
are,
we have some we can look at?
Yeah, here are some pictures.
Oh,
for
that's fantastic.
You of some of the kids turning into fences.
Oh, that is awesome.
Turning into fences and flowers.
Oh, these are great. Just, they're like artwork.
Right?
This is fantastic. This is the best work this photographer has ever done.
Yeah. So,
Oh, I love it. I really do.
It's so good, right?
Look at these guys.
Yeah. And then this one kid, he's like, yeah, he's mohawk and everything disappeared. It's just like...
He just looks bald.
Well, I guess you can't tell that it's there so much, like, but...
Wow, these are really cool.
He just doesn't look like he has that, but yeah. Very entertaining stuff.
I love it. It really looks like some sort of like Gothic American artwork.
Right. So I have a question.
Like it's
for
a
you.
Statement about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the old meets the new. It's like it could be an exhibit.
So
these are very cool.
I mean, what was your back like when?
So the answer to your question is no. You cannot ever wear a green shirt on the show.
Yeah,
unless you want to just be
floating heads.
Floating heads, yeah.
So
what was your question? Sorry. That one's great, that last one. I love that.
Yeah.
He just looks like the field.
Yes.
With his head sticking out of it.
So you had school picture day.
Yes.
Every year at school.
Yep. Yeah, we sure did.
Did you have weird backgrounds like that?
Yeah. I don't know if they had backgrounds, but we always posed like by a wagon wheel or like a. There's always some kind of silly prop.
Like why?
I think at one point we used to go to the studio, to the guy's studio, to get the pictures done.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that was just for our senior year of high school.
Right.
And otherwise, they would come to school and yeah.
Like I don't get it. Aren't you supposed to be remembering the children at school?
Yeah, like remember like, when you went to school in this field where there's an old truck parked?
Just you. Like no other children.
Yeah. Like if you're going to do backgrounds, no, let the kids choose.
Yeah, no hint of a school anywhere. It's like we had like photos taken in the library or somewhere at school and then
right.
And then the class photo was taken outside.
Right, the group photo was outside.
Yeah.
Those were always in the auditorium for us.
Oh, yeah.
On the bleachers.
We had better weather.
Right.
We
just always did them inside.
Oh, and they had, like, we didn't have bleachers. We didn't have an auditorium, I guess, especially in, like, infant school. But they, like, they brought their own, like, metal-tiered things that we had to stand up on.
Right, yeah, that's what I mean by bleachers.
Oh, my God, and we had the same bloody, like, photographer.
Oh, we did too, all the way through, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he'd always call me bloody grandma, or he'd call the tall girls, like...
He called you grandma?
Yeah, he thought it was funny, he'd call us,
well,
like...
he was wrong about that. What's funny about that?
I don't know, we thought it was bad when we were in, like, you know, kindergarten and second
Come on,
grade,
grandma.
And all the way up through, it was, like, annoying. Oh, just get up there for me, will you, grandma, and... I can't remember the
That's
other
so
names
weird.
He used, but like...
That is so strange.
I hated being one of the tall girls, because...
Yeah, right. I loved being one of the taller guys. You know, it was like a contest. Who's going to be in the back?
Yeah, and you didn't get to have to be called grandma.
No one called me grandma. not until much later
Yeah, I think
in
he
my
called
life.
The boys, the taller boys grandpa, too. I just don't understand.
It's so bizarre. I'm like, dude, what? That's just weird. There's nothing funny about it calling. It's just strange.
And we had, and I told you how there was like, I don't know, it must have been for a fundraiser or something, but we had family photos taken at the school. There was a thing where they were doing it for all sorts of people, and Mum signed us up for it. And there was the photographer there, and she thought it was really funny to have us say, Daddy's got a hairy pickle nose.
That's why I have that in my head. I was like, was that in a movie, the hairy pickle nose thing?
No, it was the photographer, and I've showed you the photo at home. It was awful, and I was just like...
To be fair, your dad does kind of have a hairy pickle nose. Sorry, Kieran, it's not true. It was just for the joke. Say, Daddy's got a hairy pickle nose, and you guys are like, shut up, you little kids.
You know, it was like...
Just take the picture.
You know when you're like... Oh my God, that's so bad that it's actually funny. And
yes.
So I was laughing too hard and right. And I was trying not to. And I was just like, and then
that
she
was
takes the photo and yeah, my expression is awful. And then that one's on the wall for all of eternity.
There's always one person in the family that's like, check out the family photo. Doesn't everyone look great? You're like,
oh, they're awful. when we were at,
like, I look like I'm blind and smell something bad.
That's so funny what they make kids do when they have photos taken. I remember really clearly still like when I was in preschool, I had my first like, I mean, it wasn't a school photo, but a first like proper photo taken. And they had us like come, they took them of us in the play equipment. And there was a ladder.
The play equipment. I like that.
What do you call it?
I don't know. The jungle gym. Monkey bars. Play set.
Play set.
Swing set.
Yeah.
They put you in the play equipment.
I was trying to say something you would understand.
Like they're like strapping you into some gear.
Well, that's
get
what
these kids in the play equipment.
That's
so we can take their picture.
That's what it felt like because there was like, you know, the ladder that went up to the for the slide.
Right.
And they were like, okay, so just go around behind and just like stick your head through the ladder.
Stick your head through the ladder.
And I had to like, and it was your body too, and the ladder's like at
so
this
you're like
angle,
halfway out,
and I'm like with my body and my chest out, like it was so awkward. I felt like my back was.
And then
breaking.
They run around behind it and take a picture of your butt.
I was four.
That's only slightly less ridiculous, is my point.
Right.
Stick the top half of your body through this hole and lean out.
Like, at four, my spine didn't go that way. and it was so uncomfortable. And then they're like, smile!
Ridiculous.
And you're like...
Smile? Fuck you.
So uncomfortable. I'm four.
I'm still mad about what
and
you
I
said about my dad's nose, you asshole.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was, and I looked at myself in the photo after, and I was like, I look very uncomfortable, and I look like I hate this, and I look like it's really awkward, because I'm like...
Smile!
Why? Why do they treat children treat them like people?
Yeah,
like,
take a picture of them when they're not expecting it. Walk through the classes and take candid shots of them. In the classroom.
Maybe that would, yeah, that could work.
Good. I don't know. It always seems forced, and you never like, wow, these pictures are so good.
Or just let
you're always
them,
like, oh.
Let them sit on something that's not a bale of hay that's going to stick them in the ass.
Stand on one foot.
Like, you know.
And hold them.
Like, why? Anyway. I just thought that was kind of as
school
odd
pictures.
as the kids disappearing. Well, like, why is this child in their school photo out in the middle of a field?
Yeah, it's a good question.
doesn't make...
And isn't there a field outside the school if you want to take their picture in a field?
Like,
you could take a picture in a real field.
Right, right. And don't you want to remember the school or something about the school?
Later in life,
back?
They're like, remember that? Where was that?
Like, yeah!
I don't remember that old
I
barn.
I don't remember that.
We lived in the. We grew up in the city. Where's that old barn, man?
Oh.
It's not real. It's not real, okay?
Right.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So that's my other wacky news story.
I like it. Remember when you went to school and it looked nothing like this? And you looked nothing. You looked nothing like you did then.
And you looked like a floating head.
And you were a floating head and some fence posts.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Let's take a quick trip to the comedy club, folks.
Oh, nice.
Comedy, comedy, comedy. I remember when I was like 20, I had nothing to do. You know, just get out of bed and be like, what am I going to do? I got nothing to do. And I would just go to the park. I would just like get stoned and go to the park and just sit in the park. That was my plan. That was my day. Go sit in the park. And I just had one of those days. You know what I mean? Yeah, one of those days where everything just seems to have an extra kind of a special glint to it. Like things are just kind of falling into place and everything just kind of looks really nice. And I just had one of those days. Like the sun just hit the fountain just right and created a little rainbow, you know. And there were kids playing on a playground behind me somewhere. And I could hear them just far enough away that they weren't driving me nuts with noise, but they were having so much fun that I felt their fun and the beauty of the sun on the fountain. And someone was playing guitar, and then, oh no, it's a few people playing guitar, and people in there, I could hear people singing along with it. And, you know, it's just this real scene. There's an ice cream truck is going by and dinging its bell, and the kids were running after it, and everything seemed to be just happening in some sort of amazing harmony, and it was all just like in flux, and it just put me in this unique spot. And I remember just sitting there thinking, man, I gotta get a fucking job. What am I doing sitting around in the park? I gotta get my life together and just sitting around watching other people live their lives. I gotta get my fucking life together, man. I'm getting out of here.
Nice.
Sorry, I'm not sure what that was. I'm not sure what that was, where it came from, or what it meant. I am sure of this. We are 1 hour and 15 minutes into episode number 13 of the Big News Show. And I got to be honest, I never thought we'd make it this far. When we were having so many technical issues
early on,
it was like, oh my God. There were several points where I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I don't blame you, hon.
Yeah, it was pretty stressful. I'm trying to roll with stuff better.
Yeah.
These days, I'm not sure if I'm succeeding in that. I still get a little upset when things don't go right.
I think you're still a perfectionist. I think you still take on a lot all by yourself. And
it's true. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I'm fighting myself ever?
All the time. I feel like I'm seeing two of you, and you're going head to head against yourself, and feels kind of like you're in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
You're just beating the crap out of yourself.
Yes. Sometimes it feels like that to me. Guys, if you're one of those people who fights yourself, stop fighting yourself. Do the stuff you know is good for you. Don't sabotage your own success. Stick to it. Make a plan. Stick to it. Do the stuff that's good for you. Improve these aspects of your life.
And you know what advice I could give myself?
What's that?
Don't get in the middle of those two men.
Don't try to stop me from fighting myself.
No, I'm just going to get hit in the face, too.
You're just going to get... Oh, what a left. Oh! I love how he just looks over at us every time he gets hit. Don't fight yourself, folks. If you feel like you're fighting yourself, you're getting stuck in a bad spot, or you keep making the same bad choice over and over, think of me in the ring, punching myself in the face, and remind yourself that you don't want to do that. Don't fight yourself, folks. Just don't do it. No breaking news tonight. We haven't heard from Sparky all night.
No, I guess he's content up there.
He seems pretty happy. We fed him, and he was like, I don't need you anymore.
He's been fed and watered.
He's been fed, he's been watered, and he does not need us anymore.
He had some exciting time in the yard, pulling around carts today.
And chasing birds, too. It's so funny how he chases birds. He's just nowhere near them, you know. But he has the same fervor every... It's like, dude, they can fly. You're never going to get one.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that one bird he chased across the yard.
Mm.
When we were both out there working. And it really, looked like he was just doing it for fun. Like, he knew it was, so far from him. And
You're right. There was something in it that said he knew, but he still wanted to do it. I love his playfulness still. It inspires me.
Mm.
You know, and he's just like, let's play. I'm like, I need to do that. I need to just play more.
Yeah. Yeah, he helps me play. It's fun.
It's good to have a doggy dog.
Yeah.
Let's do another toast, guys. One more. Last one.
Okay.
Drive it by. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. That means take a sip of your beverage. Time for you to drink your drink. Be it beer, be it water, be it whiskey, be it wine. Tip your glass and take a swallow. Here's to you. You've gotten through all this crap and you've kept your ass clean. You've been good to others. And now you're laughing along with us at some weird news and just hanging out, man. It's good to just hang. Just to sit here at the bar and have a chat. We're getting close to the end here. We're an hour and 15 minutes in already, which means I think we should probably start wrapping it up. We should start thinking about holidays.
Alrighty.
You know, I think you guys know what that means. That means it's time for Sunday. Sunday. It's time to honor some weird holidays. Today, like most days in the calendar, the Gregorian calendar, has undoubtedly several strange holidays.
Yes. It always is.
Without fail. So we like to celebrate those weird holidays in this segment, which we call Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
All right.
And so I assume you've got some good holidays for us today, babe.
Huh? My number one, the first one, is World Pinhole Photography Day. And that's the response.
World Pinhole Photography Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a day that aims to explore the art of pinhole photography by either choosing it as a hobby or profession.
How many people are just going to go, you know what? In honor of today's day, I'm going to make this my life.
My profession?
I'm going to find out what the hell it is.
Yeah.
Any ideas what a pinhole photography might be?
Oh, I know what pinhole photography is. I thought you did too.
No idea.
It's the camera obscura.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I know what a camera obscura is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the day before...
We have an inadvertent camera obscura in our home.
And
it is amazing.
And it is the season for it.
Tis.
Because just at a certain time of the year, which is like now, the sun comes through the... A tiny little hole in the skylight in the morning, and it hits the back of the bedroom door early in the morning, and it creates a camera obscura or pinhole photography effect. And 2 days ago, it's happening again now, this time of year.
Oh, awesome.
Two days ago.
Are you seeing clouds going by on the walls and the door?
I have a video to show you. This is it.
Oh, fantastic.
Of what happened. How cool is that? It's amazing.
This was on our door in our bedroom.
This was on our door. You were asleep.
It looks like I'm looking at a picture of the moon or something.
Yeah, and I zoomed in on a little bit on it, and then I zoomed out to show
that,
like, this is a door. This is a bedroom door.
That is awesome.
And all the cloud. It was the perfect day for it because there was clouds, and they were moving fast past it. I did one once that was like a...
That is so cool. We're going to put that up. You guys, I hope you're enjoying that.
I did one.
That video, that is so cool.
I did one
once.
That. I know. I think.
But so wait, that's what pinhole photography is.
Yeah.
Creating a camera obscura and making videos or pictures of it.
Pinhole photography dates back to the 5th century. Apparently. What are you looking around for?
I don't understand. Pinhole, the 5th century.
Yeah. The first ever description of pinhole photography dates back to 1856 in a book called Stereoscopes by Scottish inventor David Brewster.
Okay.
But the principle of the pinhole has been known for ages. In the 4th century, Aristotle mentioned that light shining through an opening between the leaves of a tree gives a projection of the sun on the ground.
Right.
And then...
But there was no way to photograph it back then.
Yes. So
that's the part I was unsure about.
Yeah. So.
But so it's pinhole. They're calling it pinhole photography.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that it's taking pictures of this effect, making pictures from this, or just creating the effect and enjoying those images. I'm headed with this is like, how do you make an occupation of it? They're saying choose to make an occupation of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. You just run around on sunny days poking little holes in things.
Yeah, or waiting till there's an eclipse and using it to observe that, which we did when that big eclipse came a little while back. You ordered the glasses, but they didn't come in time.
That's right.
And
we'll be able to use them again in 173 years.
But I got a cereal box and made a thing, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
It's very cool.
It just looked like a tiny little version. It wasn't really that.
It's pretty cool, though.
When the clouds are going past it like that, that's when it looks really cool.
Yeah, because you really go, oh, wow, it really is a very concise and good quality image, you know.
Yeah. And the first time I saw it, I was just seeing the little round circle thing.
Representation is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, first
so one, cool.
I seeing that on the back of the door, I'm like, oh, a little bit of light's getting through. But then one day I was like, hang on, that looks like clouds.
Hang on, the clouds have come into the house.
I did a time lapse one once that looked that way, but like that one, the clouds were moving so fast the other day.
Oh yeah, that looks amazing.
You didn't need time lapse.
All right, so that's World Pinhole Photography Day.
Okay.
Which has a rich history. What else have we got?
And then we have National Hug a Plumber Day.
Hug a Plumber?
Yep.
Now, I wonder who came up with that. A plumber, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, you have any history or anything behind that one?
It's just about appreciating plumbers and indoor plumbing and just like how amazing it is. And that there's like still so many households in the world that don't actually even have indoor plumbing.
Right. Yeah. So. I have to say, I appreciate that on a regular basis. I take a minute and I go, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Hot and cold running water,
yes.
A hot shower when you've been outside and it's been cold, or you know,
yeah,
and a toilet yeah. in the home,
yeah,
or several. It is a luxury, and no, we are so used to it.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I think hot running water is the true clean water is the like true luxury of the modern world.
Question about it. It's amazing. So.
So much that I could do without before that.
So much that I would say so, but I'm not going out and hugging a plumber. I'm sorry.
We could high five one instead, you know, or just say we appreciate them.
There's one right next door.
Yeah.
I'll just go give him a hug. And he'd be like, I'd be like, don't you know what day it is? He'd be like, get off. Go back to your house. All right, so what else?
Right.
That's two good ones. There must
and
be another.
And then National Hairball Awareness Day.
Hairball Awareness.
I almost skipped this one. It's a little bit gross sounding.
Hairball Awareness.
Yep.
Like be aware of hairballs and the issue of hairballs?
It aims to promote awareness of our pets' health and happiness.
Okay.
They say it's predominantly a concern for cats, rabbits, and cattle.
Cats, rabbits.
Yeah, rabbits get hairballs too, apparently.
And cattle.
And cattle, yeah.
Whose hair are they getting in their mouth? Could it be their own?
Their own, I think.
It has to be. But like, I don't think I've ever seen a cow licking itself.
I've seen calves doing it.
They don't seem
it.
Like they could like get around there to it.
Yeah, apparently.
Mm-hmm. My neck doesn't go that way.
So it's a healthy part of animals' routine, but it can also be evidence of an underlying health issue. Yet again, like so many of the national days, this is where the information stops.
Right,
and
that's
I didn't
all
really
got.
Want to delve into hairball
yeah.
information.
Yeah, no,
to
it's
it
totally well. Fine. I think it's so, perfect, just as it is.
Thank you. All right.
Wow. All right. So, just a quick recap.
World Pinhole Photography Day.
World Pinhole Photography Day.
Yeah. National Hug a Plumber Day.
National Hug a Plumber Day.
And National Hairball Awareness Day.
National Hairball Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It's World Pinhole Photography Day. So go make a tiny little hole in something and then just look at what shines through it. Now see if you can figure out a way to make a living doing that. Good luck, sucker. It's better off as a hobby. Now go find a plumber. I don't care if you have one next door or down the street. Somebody who knows how to make pipes fit together without leaking. And give them a hug and say, man, I appreciate you because it's Hug a Plumber Day. And now go find your cat and go, I know that you have hair in your throat and it sucks. I am aware. And you are going to be better.
All right, folks, that's it for episode 13. I'm Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
And this has been The Big News Show. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Answer the movie quotes coming up in just a moment. Hope to see you guys out there on the road when I'm out there touring. Otherwise, we will see you back here next week for episode number 14. We will not see you.